The U.S. space agency NASA is analyzing a military photograph that appears to show damage to a wing of the ill-fated shuttle Columbia shortly before it disintegrated last Saturday. But the agency's shuttle chief says the image provides little evidence for the cause of the disaster. In Columbia's final moments intact, a picture from a powerful U.S. Air Force ground camera shows what appears to be a jagged front edge of the left wing where it joins the body. It also shows apparent smoke trailing behind the wing. The image shows little detail, but suggests that the wing might be breaking away or that a section of it had fallen off before the accident. But shuttle program manager Ron Dittamore says the photograph by itself is not revealing.
I'm aware that there may be some reports and media reports that say this photograph is tremendously important. It's not clear to me that it reveals anything significant at this point. We've got a long way to go, and we have to add up all the different photographs and look at every piece of information and catalog it properly until we get the right data set.
The NASA official says experts are analyzing the image and seeking similar pictures from the same stage of a successful shuttle flight for comparison.
That's the best way to see if there's something that's misaligned or something that's not right. So we're going to go back to our databases and our experience and try to get a comparison of something that we know was absolutely pristine and compare it with this flight and this mission and see if there's anything that pokes out or alerts us to a change in configuration or some type of off-nominal event.
As inconclusive as the photo is, it calls into question the structural health of the side of the shuttle that was clearly in trouble just before landing. The space agency says the temperature around the left landing wheel and on the left side of the shuttle's body above the wing surged far above normal shortly before the orbiter broke into many thousands of pieces. Mr. Dittamore says NASA technicians are hoping for clues to the shuttle's demise by determining the location of the left-side sensors that transmitted temperature readings and other sensors that simply stopped working.
We're trying to develop an understanding of a pattern and whether or not there is some common point that is preventing these sensors from functioning. And we're looking certainly at the wiring and the routing of the cables and the timeline in a sequence of events.
Mr. Dittamore is hoping that a piece of a shuttle wing recovered near Fort Worth, Texas, might shed light on the calamity. But he says the side it came from is still unknown. If it is from the left wing, it might offer critical evidence for what went wrong minutes before Columbia was to land. NASA is also checking theories that space debris, a meteorite, or lightning might have struck the shuttle. It is asking atmospheric experts if static electricity could overheat a shuttle flying at 18 times the speed of sound at an altitude of 61,000 meters. David McAlary, VOA News, Washington.